Morning, Wendy. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, Julia. I'll just correct you. I'm actually the president of Epilepsy Australia and I'm the CEO of Epilepsy Tasmania.
Oh, there we go. The president of Epilepsy Australia. Thank you for joining us on the line.
No, you're welcome.
Sorry. Thanks for clearing that up. So we'll just start by, you know, I just wanted to ask you what the importance of having epilepsy specific training in Australian schools is. Why is this so important?
One of the reasons, well, there's a number of reasons why it's important. One is that in terms of people, students with epilepsy receiving the same education and the same opportunities as school as every other child in the school, at the moment that's not the case because if schools are not epilepsy aware, then they can often just by default not include children or have an understanding of the impact on epilepsy as much as they need to, and therefore students are often missing out on some of the activities due to lack of knowledge and information.
Yeah, I mean, you've previously talked about a need for individualised approaches to meeting, you know, each student's needs. How can schools become more proactive in understanding epilepsy?
Well, one of the things that we know is that every child that has is living with epilepsy, their specific needs about what information the school needs, but how their seizures, because there's over 40 different sorts of seizures that are connected with epilepsy. So every single student that has epilepsy, what they need in order to be able to address their seizure needs is very different. So for a school to be able to address those individual needs means that they're able to then include children so that there's a cognitive impact. So it's hard for students to keep up with what's going on at school because sometimes there's impact on terms of their memory. They can have trouble concentrating sometimes because of the seizure, the impact. They can be tired and because of the medication that they're on, there can be some memory difficulties. So there's a whole lot of reasons why it's really important for schools to be epilepsy aware. And the way that they do that is through what's now a national initiative through Epilepsy Australia that every state and jurisdiction has now signed up for this national consistent education of epilepsy smart schools. And there's three steps that schools will go through to become an epilepsy smart school. And those three steps are that they basically have an understanding of some epilepsy specific training, which includes epilepsy seizure first aid, which is very different than the normal first aid. They have awareness activities in the school, but they also have epilepsy management plans for each student that is living with epilepsy.
I mean, that sounds like a great initiative, the Smart School program. I mean, for parents, how can they educate themselves on epilepsy?
For parents, the same way. So most epilepsy organisations across the country will provide one-on-one support services and education and training for families. And that's sort of working with families to help them understand the impact of the epilepsy on their child, but also as a family, how they might respond. Also just in terms of how they can respond to the medication needs. So that's a lot of support from specialists and GP in there as well. But there's specific things around how to make your home an epilepsy safe home. So there's some things that you can do around your home to make sure that the home is safe, particular things that in order to protect children if they happen to have a fall or a seizure, so you can protect them from sharp objects or do particular things to bathrooms and all those kinds of activities that you can do in your home to make sure your home's safe.
Right, and so, you know, within the school hierarchy or environment, who does the responsibility kind of lie with in implementing action with these kind of, you know, the Smart School program and jumping on board? Where does it lie?
Well, it actually lies throughout the entire school. So it's from the principal across the school because it's actually part of the education department requirements in each school that schools go through specific training and understanding in order to be accessible for students. So it's actually a requirement of the school to ensure that the school does everything that it can. So there's an Australian Government Disability Standards for Education framework, and most schools work within that, and it's part of that framework that says that schools are to provide a safe and supportive educational environment for students with epilepsy. So it's a requirement from the Education Department Disability Standards.
I mean, the 5% is just, the staggering. I mean, it's very upsetting to see. But are you optimistic for a future of, you know, rolled down education and the SMART program?
Oh, absolutely. I'm certainly what we're experiencing in Tasmania is that we're, and I think Tasmania is reflective of what I'm hearing from my colleagues in other states, is that schools are embracing this as an opportunity for them, that they can, they're seeing it as part of their health and wellbeing component within their school. So it's part of their normal curriculum activities within the school, but also their health and wellbeing requirements. So we're, the way that my other colleagues in other states speak, there is quite a rush. I think in Victoria, we have about 10% of schools in Victoria that are now signed up to it. In Tasmania, we've had a surge of about 29 schools since we started launching this in the last couple of weeks. So that's quite a surge with schools only just starting back. So I think schools are embracing it because they see it as a way of them being able to be inclusive. We certainly have families that are telling us that they feel much more comfortable and secure with the school understanding what their child's needs are. But it's not just children in schools that have epilepsy. There's also teachers and other staff in schools that have epilepsy as well. So it's actually a whole school community activity to ensure that the workplace, the school as a workplace, is safe for people with epilepsy as well as students. So it's an exciting initiative, and it's exciting to see the interest, such as yourselves, of wanting to talk about it and encourage schools to engage with it.
For sure. I mean, it's a fantastic initiative. And yeah, Wendy, it's great work you've been doing. Thank you so much for your time on the show today. Really appreciate it.
I appreciate your time too. Thanks, Julia.
Thank you. Bye.